Hey ladies, I'm jumping in with a really quick bonus episode today to share with you about my latest podcast, Stop Being Perfect. I'm going to give you guys a intro today to the episode one of that new show, so you can see if you like it. And if you do like it, then please do head over to the new show. I'll put the link in the show notes for you to go check it out, subscribe, rate it early on so that more women can get notified about it. That's a whole thing. I'll talk about it on the show. But the whole goal of that is to of that new show is to help you continue on the path of stop being perfect, talking about some more broader topics than just HA, but also it's for women after HA who are ready to start working on and thinking about that next phase of their life, everything from exercise and training through to parenting through to entrepreneurship and just getting on with things and stop being, you know, so pedal to the metal with life and a little bit more relaxed. And I think that's a really important topic, and I don't want women getting confused who are in their current HA journey. I want it to be on a different platform talking about different things. So head over there and enjoy that show. Maybe binge that for the weekend. Of two episodes up, the next episode comes out soon. And thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. Enjoy episode one of Stop Being Perfect. Oh, and quick heads up, I had a deadline for getting this episode out, and you can totally hear all of the chaos of my daughter in the background. You know, that's what it's, but hey, I'm not being perfect. I'm getting the episode done. I'm getting it out. And I'm not expecting everyone in my house to sit in the closet and be quiet while I make it happen. So, you know, just get it. Just whatever you want to do, just get it done regardless of what is happening in the background of your life. All right. On with it. So welcome to the first episode of Stop Being Perfect. I am Danny Sheriff. I even thought about calling this the Danny Sheriff Show, but that's, you know, whatever. It's just that was just like the name I could think of at the time. And I came up with Stop Being Perfect. And I thought it was amazing because the reason for this show existing is that one of the most commonly requested topics over on my other show, the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast, and on my YouTube channel is, can you talk more about life after HA? Am I ever going to be able to do XYZ again? And the answer is yes. Like you will exercise again. If you're an athlete, you will play sport again. If you, you know, if you get pregnant, you're going to be a parent, and there's so much that happens life after HA. And so I am keen to have a discussion about that. The reason I'm not putting it on my other podcast, the HA podcast, is because, well, first of all, that one's owned by my team, me, Ashley, Mishi. I'm the main host, but it's ours, and I want a show that is just my own, and that's here. But also, I feel that talking about topics, life after HA, is distracting for women going through HA, and I don't want to be putting out information that causes any confusion. Let it be known that anything discussed on this show is probably going to be for women further on their journey if they're in the middle of HA. So this could be, you know, a glimpse into the future for you, but I'm not trying to give you contradicting tips about anything. So it has a separate place. And I want to talk about other things that aren't necessarily directly relevant to infertility, period health, but that could be relevant to you later on when that is not something that is super huge in, you know, your life kind of thing. And then I may also have a broader audience for this show, and that would be really cool. So Stop Being Perfect is the name because inherently getting over HA and going through the HA process is to let go of perfectionism. 10 times out of 10, when I get a new client through my business that is looking to restore their fertility, the specific issue we deal with, hypothalamic amenorrhea, attracts perfectionists. Their intake forms will always say, I do deal with perfectionism. So you know, I thought about Perfectionism Anonymous. I thought about Recovering Perfectionist. I thought about that. Were all those names already taken by podcasts Girls Tried to Try back in 2021? Yes, they were. And I just didn't want to like cause confusion. But also, stop being perfect is so in line with my belief system. Your life will get better when you let go of being perfect. When you just take action and you don't care as much about the outcome. Like, to start this show for me is as simple as, I have an idea. Let me just record some episodes, get a bit of a brainstorm going on, and just post it. I don't have makeup on. I accidentally left it to too late in the day, so I have to use artificial lighting instead of good lighting. I'm kind of making this up as I go. I just thought of a name and attached it to the show. Like, we don't have to be perfect to get meaningful things done in our life. And I think that that's a really important message that I want to share with you guys. So some of the things that we'll discuss on this show will be like business, right? I have a sick business. I have a sick business partner. We have a sick team. We do sick work, and we do it by taking really imperfect action, which is kind of like important and on brand for the issue that we help women solve. And I hope that you guys feel like our business looks super legit on the outside. Because I'll have... Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580. Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
Let you know that the way we got there is by taking really imperfect action. So I'm going to be sharing a lot about that, how we started that business. I have so much I want to share and discuss. I'm sure I'll get my business partner, Ashley, on the show and other amazing entrepreneur-minded friends that I have that have a lot to share. So that's coming down the pipeline. I want to talk about sport and training because that's a huge part of the post-recovery life experience. And I am actively pursuing sport again. This is my second time around. I used to be an Olympic weightlifter, have a few accolades of my own there, and now I'm doing pickleball, fastest growing sport in America. And I love it. And I'm doing my best to get as far as I can. And gosh, it's actually really hard. So I have a lot to share there about managing that and managing a business and managing my health. And then on top of that, I'm a parent. And I'm divorced. So I have split custody of my kid, and that has its own challenges. And being a mom is difficult, and many women who have gone through HA, this is a stage they're at, or they're going to be at soon too. So I think we can all have open discussions about parenting and parenting decisions and to daycare and not to daycare. And I'm just going to give you my opinion. I'm not really here to advise. I'm just here to tell you what I'm doing. And like, I'm a really, really big believer that everyone should be making their own decisions. I don't want anyone to go on a podcast, like to go listen to podcasts and be like, I'm going to do this thing because I heard it on a podcast. Always be curious about what you're freaking hearing and how it works for you. And, you know, your opinion is truly the collective of your life experiences and all of the various opinions you've heard, not the last thing you heard someone say. So I want this to just be a tool of a voice, a potential voice in your ear, giving you her take. And I also want this to be not just me talking to you. I want you to talk to me. So I love feedback, thoughts, requests of topics and guests. And I really want it to be as collaborative as possible. I have a vision that this show really becomes like the people's show. I feel that way about the HA podcast too. I'm merely facilitating other people sharing their stories and getting information. And I want that to be the evolution of this show too, but you have to start somewhere. So this show will help you see other examples of being not so perfect and getting things done. Life post HA, it's not forever. You're going to get on with it. So how do we do that when we're no longer obsessing over diet culture and our body and all that rubbish, parenting, career, entrepreneurship? And I hate saying this because I feel like, well, there's so many podcasts that do that, and I just cringe at the idea of being another girl putting podcasts out that just like they do 10 episodes and then that's it. And that like absolutely could happen. Shivers, you know. But I'm going to crack on. So would love for you guys to tune into the next episodes. The next one, I'm actually going to dive into the story of the HA, the HA Society, how we started that, how it grew, and like what I would do differently, how I would do it if I had to do it again, all that good stuff. The strengths that each member of our team bring, I think will be really cool to talk about. It's a cool story. It's a cool story. And if you have any ambitions of having your own business, online business, it's definitely going to be worth a listen because I think there's some pretty sweet, sick insights. The third episode is going to be about re-embarking on athletic ambitions. I feel like these are all topics that are often top of mind for someone who is post-HA, who is life after HA. If there are other topics, obviously parenting is one of them. I really, really want to know what you are wondering about life after HA. If I cannot answer it, I will find someone who can and bring them on. No topic is off limits, I don't think. So please do subscribe, like if you are listening to this episode upon release. You would be doing me a super solid if you went ahead and gave it a 5-star rating, even though I've literally provided you with no value right now. I'll give you an insight as to why, if you're ever going to launch your own podcast, a way to get traction on it is to release a few episodes at once, get some select people to listen right away and listen to the whole thing and leave reviews. And then the algorithm of the podcasting platforms will be like, oh my gosh, this thing is new and noteworthy. So that's why I want you to do it. Hook a sister up. And then also please do support the sponsors that are supporting this show. They're not real sponsors, but they're just like affiliates. I'm an affiliate and I'm using them to help cover the cost of running the show. So there you go. That's a little insight into how I'm doing this and how I run this. Straight off the bat, straight out the gate. That's what I'm trying to say. So thank you guys so much, and I'll see you for the next one. Mwah. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing.
So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now. And the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day. And I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society. Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast. And if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.